Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Hile. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Adams. Cubbage moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Evans moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. There goes Evans. The throw from Weiniger and Evans is out. There goes Hobson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Weiniger reaches third base with a triple. Bostock scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Heil reaches second base with a double. Shiles goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Tom House now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Ron Schuler now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Hobson scores. Doyle moves to third. It's 5-4, Twins. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Rich Childs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cubbage strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Norwood pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Cusick moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Wise now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Adams reaches second base with a double. Dan Ford pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 10-4, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Hile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Ford now playing right field. Larry Hile now playing left field. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Twins. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 11-5, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-5, Twins. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kucyk is hit by the pitch. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Coleman pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Dave Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.